You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the 615 Sessions podcast on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody is having a great Friday so far. Thanks for spending a little time with us and our new musical accoutrement that Bert has picked out. No, don't blare it in their ears, Robert. Let's try and get through this podcast in somewhat of a professional fashion. We are always proud to be presented by the fine people at Zen Sportsbook. Promo code ATOZTN gets you in on all the action at Zen Sports, your favorite major sports you can always wager on in the Zen Sports app. So today we are going to play for you the L'Jarius Sneed interview. As a part of the podcast, we sat down for about 15 minutes with the newest Titans corner. I figured since we were going to talk about L'Jarius Sneed and his press conference anyway, he was introduced earlier this week, we might as well just play the sit-down with him that I did earlier this week for you guys. So we'll do that here in just a little bit, but there's been some other news items in the world of the Tennessee Titans that are worth picking up on. If you are unaware that they had a visit with Joe Alt, the almost consensus top left tackle prospect in the draft class. I know there's some people who have nitpicked. I know some people favor Fuaga, a move from right tackle to left tackle, potentially. Some people view Olufoshinu out of Penn State as their preferred choice. But Joe Alt, by almost consensus, is the best left tackle prospect. And he has been the most regularly mocked player to the Tennessee Titans, other than Caleb Williams being mocked as the Chicago Bears. It seems that the entire NFL thinks and knows that the Titans have the most obvious choice in this year's NFL draft, and that may well be true. So they had their visit with Alt on Wednesday, and by all accounts, it went well. They'll continue to have these 30 visits and virtual visits with players over the course of the next 20 days before the NFL draft's first round officially begins. Happy draft season to all of you. We can really dig in our heels on all of it. And with that, you know, I've gone back and forth on this a couple of different times on how I view the Titans in the left tackle position. And largely my position on left tackle is I'm so damn tired of talking about left tackles, you guys. It has been exhausting over the course of the last 5 years to consistently have to hone in on one position group that a franchise cannot get right. Now, if you're a longtime Titans fan, and if you've been around longer than I have, which, you know, this will be my eighth full-time season covering the Tennessee Titans, so a lot of you guys have a lot more personal experience with this than I do, but wide receiver has been a really regularly recurring position group that the Titans have had to address. Now, that's not uncommon, right? Every team needs better wide receivers. Every team could benefit from better offensive line play. And the Titans have had moments where they've had top-end tackles. We could talk about David Stewart, Brad Hopkins, Lawan at his peak. They have had all kinds of players, Michael Ruse, excel at various positions. There's been far more successful Titans wide receivers than there have Titans tackles, but this is a particularly long drought. So I'm sitting around looking at this and saying, I'm just tired of talking about tackles. I'm almost to the point where I'm so tired of talking about tackles and offensive line draft prospects that I'd rather them just stick at seven, take the best possible left tackle. If it's Joe Alt, then potentially he has the highest potential to be probably a 10-year pro, perennial Pro Bowl type of player at the position. And for once and for all, just be done with it. Steve Burleson on Facebook Live. By the way, we're interacting on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch as we live stream the podcast today. For those of you who watch it live stream, as opposed to getting it in the podcast feeds afterwards, Steve Burleson says, we need tight end Brock Bowers. Well, you would benefit from Brock Bowers for sure. A great many teams would benefit from Brock Bowers. but it's not as cut and dry as that. Do you need Brock Bowers as bad as you need a left tackle? The answer is absolutely no. Do you need Brock Bowers as badly as your team needs defensive line help? The answer to that is no. Chig, I'm not sold on him. It's not anything that he's done wrong. And I think under a new coaching staff, somebody like Chig, this may be exactly what he needs to actually take that step that so many people had him scheduled to make in 2023 that ultimately did not happen. Though the second half of the season for Chig was markedly better than the first. You don't need a tight end as badly as you need a variety of other position groups. And offensive line, basically help in the trenches. Offensive line, tackles, interior guys, guards. You could use an additional center for depth. Defensive line, you still don't have a good solution at edge. I know they signed Sebastian Joseph Day, who's probably going to be the nose tackle for this team, and Jeff, the more movable defensive tackle piece. But they still need help alongside Jeff and Harold Landry. I would love to see them add an additional edge rushing player to make Arden more situational and to play to the strengths of the players that they currently have and not just rely on those two players the way that it looks like right now they may have to. Now, of course, L'Jarius Sneed added into that mix is a huge piece of this puzzle. And we do have some breaking news right now, as a matter of fact, where T.R. Tartt, another former Tennessee Titan, is signing, Robert is telling me, with the Miami Dolphins. So that's now Brewer and T.R. Tartt. I don't see the report, though, Bert. Make sure that you didn't get got, because I don't see Schefter or anybody specifically with it. Maybe it's just not one that I have on news alerts. Perhaps Jeremy Fowler or somebody like Jordan Schultz with the news. But it does at this point appear that T.R. Tartt is going to sign, courtesy of Jordan Schultz, yes, of Yahoo Sports, or rather of Bleacher Report. T.R. Tartt is going to sign with the Miami Dolphins. So that is that's another trenches player that you have to replace. They never found a solution for T.R. Tartt after they cut him. I understand why they cut him, but that's something that had to be addressed. There is they still don't have a replacement for Denico Autry. Denico could play both inside and outside. And for Sebastian Joseph Day, that's not his game. He's an interior defensive line player. So I'm looking at this and saying there are a variety of different needs that this team needs to address, and the defense still has a ton of holes. But something that's going to make that life a lot easier is the presence of L'Jarius Sneed. L'Jarius Sneed, the newest addition to the Titans. He was introduced at a press conference earlier this week. I had a 15-minute sit-down with him live at the facility, and we're going to let you guys hear that here in just a second, right after I remind you that Zen Sports is the presenting sponsor of the A to Z Sports Podcast Network and the best place for you to get in on all the action. Zen Sports, when you sign up, they will automatically give you a $1,000, up to $1,000, no danger first wager. If your first bet loses, you'll be reimbursed for the amount that you bet, up to $1,000. They offer true odds on all parlays and boosted same-game parlays for all Tennessee sports teams. That means boosted up to 20% over other books in Tennessee. They also have the one-of-a-kind VIP rewards program. If you qualify, you'll earn monthly comps at sporting events, concerts, you name it, even sportsbook bonuses. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. No danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Boosted odds are derived from equivalent parlay bets offered in Tennessee. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet. Zen Sports, promo code ATOZTN. All right, so if you missed the L'Jarius Sneed interview earlier, here he is. Here is our sit-down at the Titans practice facility with L'Jarius Sneed earlier this week.
Rats. I don't think there's ever been as big a disparity in terms of how two people are dressed on this radio show. You are making me look like an absolute damn fool right now. Who put together the press conference fit? Do you have people who are you somebody who's got taste?
I have a guy, Jet. You know, he sent me the fabric, what I want. And I was like, yeah, let me go with this one. It's the right colors for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I know this has been a process for you over the course of multiple weeks, basically trying to figure out where exactly you were going to land. But what's the last week been like, or over the weekend after this is officially announced, you get the deal done, you get signed and sealed and all that stuff. What has it been? How how much has that kind of just been a weight lifted off your shoulders?
Oh, man, it's a lot. You know, going through the whole process, you know, it was kind of nerve-wracking, you know, but I was taking everything in, you know. As a whole, you know, as we got to this point, you know, once I knew where I was going, you know, it took a whole lot of weight off of me. And, you know what I was coming into, you know, the benefits and everything to help me out and to help my family out and to, you know, help this facility and organization out. And, yeah.
You talked about, you know, being patient and you talked about your faith in particular being important to you and helping with that patience throughout the course of the last couple of weeks. How did you think it might go? Did you have any idea about what direction this might head? Because the franchise tag comes down and you have a certain understanding that that's going to be the move initially. But after that, like where was your head at that point
honestly,
in time?
Honestly, man, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I was just so like, what I'm going to be, where I'm going to go. It was just so many questions I was asking myself. And, you know, it got to a point where I was so confused, man. I just have to call my preacher, you know, sit down with him and, you know, just let him instill in me, you know, some words and encourage me. You know, it was a little couple weeks of, you know, discouragement. It was, you know, because I didn't know what was next or what's going on.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But, you know, it all worked out and, you know, I'm happy as ever, especially since I came into this facility and met everyone. And, you know, I feel like I'm home. Everybody made me feel like family. And that's what I'm made about, family.
So this is your first day, like, in the building, meeting everybody in person, all that?
Meeting everybody in person, face-to-face. And, you know, good enough.
Vibe's been good.
Great.
Awesome. Legarius Sneed hanging out here with us. He just gave his introductory press conference, the newest member of the Tennessee Titans secondary. So they've added Chidobe Awuzie as well in free agency. They've got Roger McCreary here, who's been the nickel guy for a while. I know you're still familiarizing yourself with your teammates and your coaching staff and stuff like that, and we're weeks and months away from actually getting out on the field and doing something. Although, Dwight, I think they're reporting, what, April 8th? So that's right around the corner. Right around the corner. What do you kind of envision this defense to be, even understanding that they're still putting pieces into place and that the draft is up ahead still?
Oh, man, you know, as we put the pieces together, you know, like you said, we got time, you know, to figure things out. But, you know, what I'm going to bring to them, you know, what I told my younger guys, how I've been successful, what got me here today, as if us just being together as a defense, you know, just been a relationship together off the field. You know, we off the field spending time together, you know, on the field, we're going to play as a whole, as one accord. You know, I seen it with my eyes. You know, I seen how we get together. We pray together. You know, we watch film together. We do all those things together. You know, it builds a relationship. You know, the relationship on the field is just take over.
Who was that person for you in Kansas City? Because if I'm not mistaken, you came in during the COVID draft, right?
I came in COVID year, man. I say Tyrann Mathews.
Yeah.
He showed me the way, you know. Like he just, he's a great guy, man. You know, he showed me everything. Even when coaches just threw me out there, you know, he knew. Put me in the right position until I call on up to things. And yeah, he's a great leader too.
Well, that's something that it sounds like you pride yourself on when you're just kind of tossed out there in whatever position you're talking about.
Figure it out, man.
Spagnuolo kind of doing the same thing with you. But I mean, it does take some guidance, like you said, from Honey Badger, who played a variety of different positions over the course of his career. What was the moment? And you brought up playing against Davante Adams in your press conference, and that being a moment that kind of clicked for you as far as belonging at this level and being a top corner. But on the practice field, how did that kind of work itself out?
Oh man, I think I'm one of the hardest practice workers ever. You know, I take practice very hard. I hate missing practice because if I miss practice, I feel that during the game, I'm not going to, you know, be at my best because my mind, I feel like I've missed out on something. I need to get this. I need to get that. That's why I love practicing. You're going to get my all in practice. Like it's a game. It's what it's game day, you know, smooth and easy.
And that's, you know, as they try and get championship aspirations here, you've obviously been a part of two championship winning teams over the course of your career with Kansas City, if you want a water bottle there. I'm curious to know what do you see in what they already have here that you think can be the foundation as they start to build to that point? Because they've had moments of being competitive. You've obviously played in competitive games against the Titans organization throughout the course of your career. What do you kind of see here that's the foundation for that?
Oh, man, I can say the guys up front. You know, they start up front, the D-line, you know.
Jeff's hype about you being here. I don't know if you saw on Twitter or not.
I seen a tweet. He's fired up, and I can't wait to get on that field with him. You know, I'm going to slow everything down for him, and he's going to get to the quarterback for me. And it's going to make everything smooth.
How important is that, though, in today's NFL, where the quarterbacks are getting faster, getting rid of the ball as fast as they've ever been? People understand how quickly the interior pressure gets there to try and negate guys like Jeff. They're just getting rid of the ball in less than 2.5 seconds.
Right, and that's why you got to put your hands on guys and slow them down.
Yeah, and that's been a successful strategy for you throughout the course of your career.
I've seen quarterbacks getting the ball out like right now.
Yeah.
So you slow the timing down. You know, everything is timing. You slow it down, you know. He looking the other way.
How much do you enjoy seeing a quarterback get thrown out of that rhythm?
I love it. You know, once I know a quarterback who like to dip and dump, get the ball out.
A little bit. As a defense, you guys, I mean, Kansas City, obviously, a team effort to be able to pull off the championship again here in the last year. But for the majority of the season, it felt like you guys as a defense were being called upon time and time again, even as late in the year as the AFC Championship game, where you forced that fumble on Zay Flowers on the goal line that ultimately helps propel you guys to the Super Bowl again. Kind of take Titans fans through that moment in time, because it seems so instinctual for you and so split second, but that's obviously one of the biggest plays in that game.
Definitely. During that time, I could say once I seen him doing it, I did not know he was standing over me, you know, throwing the ball.
Oh, no.
I did not know anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, I was just going to get up because I knew I messed up with the defense. I blew the defense. You know, I'm supposed to be at safety, but I was way somewhere else, worried about something else. So, yeah, so I was like, okay, I gave him a gimme. He got that. He didn't really earn it. He got that. So when he got up and I seen him, I didn't see him when they was telling me about him dancing and stuff. And so I went into next play. Actually, it was the next play, the exact next play. We switch fields to the other side of the field. You know, I had something on my mind the whole time. Like, I got to get him back. I got to get him back. I was telling Jay Reed, like, I got to get him back, bro. I got to. Because they knew I was mad. And, you know, the next play, I seen he had a couple of beat steps on me. And then went straight on the right now. And I just tried to take a good angle. I just needed a good angle. And I seen he pulled the ball out, trying to reach out. So he messed up.
That's where the play gets made. As a corner, as a defensive back, they always talk about having a short memory and just, you know, turn the page and all that. But that element of I don't want to call it holding a grudge or just kind of keeping something in the back of your head to motivate you. Where's the balance as a defensive back?
Oh, yeah. As I know, I got to still play the game. And, you know, I just have to tell myself, let the players come to you. So if I let the players come to me.
You make that seem so easy, or you make it sound so easy. I don't know if it's as easy as you're making it sound.
I don't think it's that easy, but, you know, it's just an instinct thing, man. You know, God don't like ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legarius Sneed here with us. We're live at the Titans practice facility. Lucas back holding things down at the studio for us as Legarius gets introduced as a Titan today. Have you gotten to know the city of Nashville at all? Do you know anything about the city of Nashville? Has anybody reached out to you from the city of Nashville, try to get you to come to restaurants, this, that, and the other? What's the vibe like?
Not yet. I try to stay off the media right now because the media is going crazy right now. So I try to.
We can tend to be vultures. I don't know if you noticed.
Definitely. I try to back off a little bit right now. But, you know, as of right now, I'm just chilling, you know, just taking everything in. Yeah.
And you got your family here with you.
Got my family and my son.
Your mom seemed like in the press conference there. How big has she been throughout the course of this? Because I see you got some little ones running around as well.
Oh,
but
man,
to be able to lean on her in these moments.
She's the reason I'm here today. You know, that's the lady that I do it for. Well, other than God, who I do it for first. And then my son, then her, you know. That's why I got them here today, to see me. You know, just to get this experience, you know, this once-in-a-lifetime experience for them. My son as well and my mother. And I'm just blessed to be in this position, man, to give back to my people.
That's a really cool thing to see. Congratulations on your new deal. Welcome to Tennessee. And if you want to say anything to Titans fans before we let
Titans
you.
Titans fans, I love y'all. Let's go to work. Let's be great. And let's get this thing rolling.
That's Legarius Sneed, new Titans corner. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up from the practice facility. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone.